Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Aaron Murray has been with CBS Sports since 2017 and serves as a college football analyst for the CBS Sports Network. He'll be on the call for the USF at UConn this Saturday, airing at 6 o'clock on the CBS Sports Network. Aaron joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Hey, Aaron.
What's going on, guys? How's it going?
Well, we got to start with first things first. Obviously, you were drafted by the Chiefs, and you played there with when Matt Nagy was there. The Bears are having some quarterback issues. You got any time left on that arm? Can you come in here and bail them out?
You're still a young man.
Yeah, I'm all ready to go if Nagy needs me. But luckily for him, I mean, I was with Chase, too, in Kansas City. I believe Chase was there for 3 years and obviously went to Philly for a year with Doug Peterson.
Right.
And it was the exact same playbook. And then was back with the Bears last year. So Chase has been in this system, the terminology, the checks, the understanding of the reads, for now 5 seasons. So I think he is well equipped. And obviously you saw it the other day when he came in there. And I was pumped. I don't get a chance to watch a lot of NFL football. But I was actually chilling with my family, was in town, and we were watching and tuned it on. And all of a sudden I looked up, and I was like, what the heck? Chase is in there. Holy smokes. And I actually watched my first full NFL game that I have in a long time. And it was good to see Chase out there doing his thing. And love what Nagy's doing up there in Chicago. He is just one of my favorite people and definitely deserving of all the success he's had early on in his coaching career.
What makes Chase Daniel ideal for this system as a former teammate, and what are your expectations if he has to keep the job for more than a couple weeks?
Just continue to go out there and be accurate. Chase is someone who he studies harder than anyone I know. I mean, Chase was, when I first got to Kansas City, he was the guy Tuesday through Friday would show up at about 5:15, 5:30 in the morning. And it was funny. So I would try to shadow Chase because obviously he was with Drew Brees for a while and learning from Drew. And I mean, he is a master of putting in all the time needed to be great. And he was tremendous. And just watching his role with Alex about, you know, anything Alex needed, he was there, whether it was blitz, understanding the blitzes, blitz pickup meetings, the protections. I mean, Chase will know everything heading into a football game. He'll know every defense, what his reads are. I mean, every little minute detail. So I think that's why he's able to go in there and have success without getting all the reps in practice, because he prepares like a starter week in and week out. And now all of a sudden this week, he's going to get the reps. He's going to be the starter. He's going to go there with the ones all week and really start to feel really good heading into this weekend's game. So I'm excited to see what he can do. Like I said, the biggest thing is Chase prepares like no other, and I think that's what sets him up for success.
Aaron Murray, CBS Sports, joining us, CBS Sports Network. Auburn at Florida Saturday at 2:30 is a huge game. You know, we're getting to a point now in the season where it's no longer a two-horse race. Is that fair to say? The Clemson, while winning, kind of misstepped, and it's not just Alabama and Clemson. Incredible victory for Ohio State going into Nebraska. I mean, there are other teams now that are being mentioned and that are having pretty damn good years. And, you know, Auburn, Florida will be a big one.
Yeah, Auburn for a big one. Honestly, Ohio State to me, just since you brought them up, for me right now, if I had to pick a top four, Ohio State would be my number one. I think at the moment, the most complete team in college football. Justin Fields, I love what he's doing. Their offense is absolutely dominating. The defense, to me, has been the biggest, I guess you could say, surprise, kind of based on what we saw from last year, because we knew they had talent. They have guys that can run all over the football field. They can tackle. They can get after the quarterback. And right now, that defense is playing at a different level. So the most complete team has to, like I said, I got to give them the nod because Alabama's playing great offense. The defense worries me a little bit. That front seven, the linebackers especially, have just not been fitting the run as well, have not been stopping the pass as well in the back end. And same for Clemson. Clemson defense is playing good. Trevor Lawrence, I know the expectations were really high for him heading into a sophomore year. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a sophomore slump, but the offense has not been as efficient as we like to have seen through the first four or five games of the season. But I'm with you. The big game this week in my eyes is that Auburn versus Florida game. Auburn right now, the best defense, in my opinion, of anyone in the country. The front seven is big. They're physical. They're fast. They get after the quarterback. They stuff the run. To me, the back end has been also honestly the most impressive thing, too, is the fact that these guys will man you up. They are not afraid to play man-to-man. They tackle really well in the open field, and that's been really cool to see so far this year for them. And then Bo Nix and his progression, you know, I've been saying it's like a toddler, you know, who the first game versus Oregon, you know, was on his back, and then all of a sudden he turned over and started, you know, crawling a little bit the next couple of games, and all of a sudden this past weekend, damn it, that baby got on his two legs and started walking. And you're like, holy smokes, this kid has taken tremendous strides early in the season. He looked great in the pocket. His footwork was tremendous. He was on rhythm. He was in balance. He was throwing the ball downfield with pace, with accuracy. So really loving what Gus is really doing with him, the run game, mixing it up, using Swartz and all these jet sweeps. So I like this Auburn team. I think they're really darn good. Florida right now is playing great defensively. Really, really liking what Todd Grantham's doing on that side of the football. I'm really worried about their offensive line. I really am. I just don't think I watched the film of them from this past weekend's game, and I don't see anyone physical. I see them missing a lot of run fits. I see them not protecting as well as they need to do, and going against an Auburn defense that can get after the quarterback and stop the run. I think that's going to give Florida fits. So Dan Mullen right now, he has to be creative. He almost has to be like a Gus Malzahn when it comes to with the run game, using jet sweeps, using screens, using bubble passes, get the ball in the perimeter, use eye candy to slow the linebackers and secondary down, because if he thinks he can just line up and run zone and power, Auburn's defense will gobble him right up.
Aaron, you mentioned Justin Fields making the impact at Ohio State. When you look around the country, to Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Jake Fromm at your alma mater, Trevor Lawrence, what quarterback is having the best season in your mind?
I'm loving Burrow. I mean, all those guys are kicking butt right now. It's hard to pick one over the other because all of them are dominating, and you would love any of them to be your quarterback at the college ranks. I just think if I'm going to talk about guys moving on to the NFL and who projects the best in my eyes to playing on Sundays and being an all-pro and a pro bowler and all that good stuff, to me it's Joe Burrow playing in a pro-style offense. He has pro size, arm strength, accuracy, anticipation, footwork. His head, when you watch him go through his reads, is extremely impressive. So right now, if I'm a GM and I have a top five pick and I need a quarterback, I would pick Burrow. I would. And nothing against those other guys. I think those other guys can be really good in the NFL, especially Tua. I like Justin Fields and what he can do, especially because he's a guy that has another year to continue to develop. I think Jalen can find a spot in the NFL. It's going to be interesting to see with him, but he has definitely progressed as a passer. But the complete package in my mind right now is Joe Burrow.
Great stuff, Aaron. Thanks a ton. We appreciate your time. Great
Thanks,
catching
Aaron.
Up with you.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
That's Aaron Murray, college football analyst for CBS Sports.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.